Christian hospitality is more than being friendly at a church service. Hospitality means making room for people. It includes welcoming strangers, sharing meals, listening to stories, respecting questions, and offering practical care without demanding religious agreement in return. A church plant in a Scientology-influenced community might serve through community meals, neighborhood cleanups, support for families, practical assistance, children's activities, or partnerships with responsible local organizations. These activities should be offered as genuine expressions of Christian love. Service must never become bait. A church should not provide help only to create pressure for someone to attend worship, join a Bible study, or make a profession of faith. Christians serve because their neighbors possess God-given worth and because Jesus teaches his followers to love others. At the same time, the church should not hide the source of its love. Leaders may openly explain, "We are serving because Jesus Christ has shown grace to us and has called us to love our neighbors." That statement is both transparent and non-coercive. Hospitality can create safe spaces for meaningful conversations. A person may attend a community meal long before attending worship. Another person may be willing to ask questions privately but may not feel comfortable entering a formal church setting. Church leaders should allow relationships to develop patiently. When spiritual questions arise, the Christian should listen before answering. A helpful pattern is ask, listen, clarify, disclose the Christian standpoint, request permission, compare beliefs carefully, present the gospel, and entrust the outcome to the Holy Spirit. For example, someone might say, "I believe every person is an immortal spiritual being." The Christian leader does not need to respond with ridicule or immediate confrontation. The leader might ask, "Would you explain what that means to you?" After listening, the leader could say, "Christians also believe human life has a spiritual dimension, but we understand people as created and embodied image bearers. May I explain why bodily resurrection is so important in Christianity?" That conversation respects the person while clearly identifying an important difference. Hospitality also requires boundaries. Church volunteers should not present themselves as therapists, trauma specialists, legal investigators, or deprogrammers. When serious emotional, medical, legal, housing, or safety concerns arise, leaders should help connect people with qualified professionals. The church provides spiritual care, friendship, prayer, biblical teaching, and Christian community within appropriate ministry limits. Neighbor love is patient. It does not pressure people to leave relationships immediately. It does not demand public testimony. It does not make extravagant promises. It does not measure people by how quickly they respond to the gospel. A healthy church plant becomes a community where people can encounter Christians who are truthful, gracious, accountable, and deeply centered on Jesus Christ. Through hospitality and service, the church demonstrates that Christian community is not a system of spiritual advancement. It is a family of grace in which sinners and sufferers are welcomed, burdens are shared, Christ is proclaimed, and people are invited to follow him freely.